Soviets and the Chinese have nuclear weapons. We tolerated the Soviets. We didn't attack them. And they were a much greater danger. They were the greatest danger to us in our whole history. But you don't go to war against them. I mean, this whole idea of sanctions, all these pretend free traders, they're the ones who put on these trade sanctions. This is why we still don't have trade relationships with Cuba. It's about time we talk to Cuba and stop fighting these wars that are about 30 or 40 years old.
Mr. Kane, Senator Santorum, I got a question for you.
As the author of the Iran Freedom Support Act, which he is criticizing, because I authored it when I was in the United States Senate, the Senate would actually impose sanctions on Iran because of their nuclear program. Iran is not Iceland, Ron. Iran is a country that has been at war with us since 1979. Iran is a country that has killed more American men and women in uniform in Iraq and Afghanistan than the Iraqis and the Afghanistanis have. The Iranians are the existential threat to the state of Israel. You ask the Israelis what keeps them up at night. It's the Iranians funding of Hamas and Hezbollah and the support of Syria.
30 seconds.
And the reason, hold on, let me finish.
There are rules here, sir.
Yeah, I know there are rules, and you guys have been giving these guys a lot of time and not a whole lot of time to be, so let me answer the question.
You have a question coming.
Okay. The senator is wrong on his history. We've been at war in Iran for a lot longer than 79. We started it in 1953 when we sent in a coup, installed the Shah, and the reaction, the blowback came in 1979. It's been going on and on because we just plain don't mind our own business. That's our problem.
Mr. Kang.